I got nervous because I don't know. I thought it was sort of a weird idea to ask really personal questions to someone that you haven't met before.
Yeah.
It's all in the first conversation. You meet someone, and then half an hour later, you're asking things that maybe, yeah, the person doesn't want to answer. So
Yeah.
that's what made me a bit nervous sometimes.
I know what you mean. So, my questions aren't so personal. It deals some with your concert in Eupen. You come on Saturday. You are playing in Eupen, and it will be a really intimate and cozy place, like a living room in our old slaughterhouse. So, do you have a direct relationship to Eupen or the Ostkantons, the German-speaking community?
Not really. I think it will be the first time. The only thing I know from Eupen is that it's really far. We'll be in the car for a long time.
Yeah, from Ghent, it's only 2 hours and a half. And when we are going by train to Ostende, it's like 3 hours. For you,
Perfect.
it's not the same as Ghent, Brussels.
Yeah, definitely.
I hear that you did some gigs in Germany also and in Switzerland.
Yeah.
You already have some experience with German-speaking fans.
I hope the audience is similar to the German audience. I really love playing in Germany. Yeah, they're always so nice to us.
Yeah, people here are nice. Okay, let's speak about the new Douglas Firth album, Hinges of Luck, and it was recorded in the US. Am I right there?
It was mixed in the US. I wrote it in Canada, in
Yeah.
Montreal, and then we recorded it in at home, oh, well, in the Netherlands. We went to a studio in the Netherlands, and it was Kevin Raderman in Kentucky.
It deals with a lot of experience that you made on your 6 week trip to Montreal and with the typical problems of the millennials generation. So I'm part of this generation, and do you think there are too many options for us?
I think it depends on what kind of person you are, but I think when you're really curious or you want to find out about lots of things, then you really have to find your way into that chaos of all those possibilities because there's just so much, and you can't do it all. You're really, really reckless, and that's weird when you go. Like I went to Montreal for a few weeks, and then when you're all by yourself, then suddenly you have this yeah, lots of time. While when I'm home, I feel like I never have enough time.
And you were more creative when you had more time in.
Definitely,
Yeah.
yeah.
So now you are happy with the music, or is it an option to become an engineer or journalist later?
Oh no, I will, whatever happens, I will always play music. I don't think there's a, I can do something about it. It's been like that for a long time. Whatever I do, I'm always playing music. So that's definitely the first thing that makes me happy.
Yeah, you're still young. Okay, the upcoming shows on your website don't reach into the summer, but I wondered if you will play on festivals.
I have a few in my mailbox, but I don't think I can already announce them because the festival chooses when they announce the but there's a few nice ones coming up, and I hope we'll get some more.
Your best player, Simon Casier, is playing at Balthazar. So is he busy in summer to play festivals?
It's actually ideal for us because they're just slowly getting back into writing, and I don't think there will be any Balthazar shows this summer already, because they're just beginning to work on a new album, so he'll be able to make it for the shows.
Yeah, I'm glad for you. So,
Yeah.
last question. Who are your three favorite Belgian musicians?
Oh wow.
Yeah, sorry.
My three favorite Belgian musicians.
Yeah, take your time, take your time.
The beautiful thing would be to say Simon, my bass player, Sam, my keyboard player, and Loco, my drummer. But I'm really extremely happy with my band now.
Are you more indie pop fan yourself because you're playing it? Or do you like, for example, Soulworks or Triggerfinger or Jay Bernard?
I like lots of music. Jay Bernard, he's a friend of mine. So
oh, cool.
I like his music too. We've known each other for a long time. And Soulworks I definitely like. And we're going to tour with Triggerfinger in 2 weeks.
Oh, cool.
That's something to look forward to as well. I also like Warhouse, the other side project from Baltazar.
Yeah, I know.
I think you made two really nice records.